My dad was part Scotch and part ginger ale until God got a hold of him. He saw a sign, drink Canada Dry, and he gave it his best shot.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My friend Wayne likes to tell me that he's writing a book. I've got the page numbers done, he says. Now I just need to fill in the rest. Well, he's right. With all he's been through, he could write a book. At 3 a.m., Wayne awoke again, shaking uncontrollably. A quick visit to the garage calmed him, but how long could he keep his secret? His home, once a gathering place for friends, had emptied thanks to his unpredictability and odd behavior. His children found excuses to be elsewhere. So did their friends. And Wayne's wife? Well, Lydia was watching the boy she'd loved since high school systematically destroy himself. Wayne and I grew up together. I played hockey with him, played music with him, worshipped God with him. But I had no idea his days were now starting in a liquor store parking lot, where he was thirsty for the doors to open. I hope you're not driving drunk, Lydia said one day. No, said Wayne. She knew he was lying. I was powerless over this thing, he told me. I was completely and hopelessly addicted. One March day, he finally stood before his family and admitted, I'm an alcoholic. Ironically, few have opened their homes to more drug addicts and alcoholics than Wayne and Lydia. They'd seen the enemy's tricks. They'd seen lives destroyed. So had their children. But they'd also seen the transforming power of God's grace. In a moment Wayne will never forget, his daughter said, Dad, you need help. You need to go to a recovery center. Broken and desperate, Wayne finally agreed. Next came the pain of detox and the humiliation of telling friends, many that he'd helped out of addiction, that Wayne Nelson had been living a lie. 10 days later, his son Craig drove him to a recovery center 500 miles from home. I watched him drive away, Wayne remembers, and the last shreds of my pride evaporated. After years of telling addicts how to find freedom, I was the addict. My life, my family, my reputation, my future lay in ruins. How had it come to this? Wayne attended a Christian school, married a Christian gal, enjoyed business success and involvement in the church. He even held a job with a prominent Christian organization. I guess my upbringing was filled with rules for almost everything. Impossible expectations for a guy struggling with depression, substance abuse, and sexual purity, he said. Keeping struggles inside only helped them grow. Each Sunday, Wayne remembers, I looked around the church and wondered how everyone else could have it all together when I was such a mess. Alcohol helped dull the pain and silence the guilt. It soon became my refuge. All along, I relied on my own strength to fix the hurt instead of acknowledging that God is the giver of all good things. I finally understood that my own efforts got me nowhere, that every good and perfect gift really is from above. Everything I held on to so tightly was stripped away. In recovery, I found peace and forgiveness, but the consequences were enormous. My family had lost their faith in a husband and dad. I no longer had the crutch of alcohol to get me through the day. And I wondered, was restoration possible? Would I ever find real joy? You know, one of the enemy's greatest lies is this, just keep it in the dark. Years ago, Wayne memorized 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wayne has seen the remarkable results of confession, repentance, and accountability. He never set out looking for a front row seat to God's grace, but that's what he got. Bringing things into the light has not only brought him joy and reconciliation, it has opened doors he could never have imagined. I can't wait to tell you the rest of Wayne's story next time on Laugh Again.
All aboard! Join us February 7th to 16th for the Laugh Again Southern Caribbean Cruise. Visit Aruba, Curaçao, Bonaire, and more while sailing for 9 days aboard Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Seas. Join Laugh Again's Phil Calloway and musical guests Shane and Angela Weave. Check it all out at laughagain.ca or in the U.S. at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.